SFSU Athletics Director says gender bias responsible for belief trans athletes had biological advantage. By Dylan Gwynn on April 11, 2023. The athletic director at San Francisco State University, SFSU, believes she knows why people think biological males have an athletic advantage over female athletes. She says the reason is gender bias. Stephanie Shreve Hawkins, the athletic director at SFSU, the same school where former collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines was assaulted by transgender thugs last weekend, claims that a gender bias against women is fueling the belief in the athletic superiority of trans athletes. You'll notice that especially transgender male to female is the one that people are focusing most on because it's a gender bias in a way. Shreve Hawkins said via an article published by the Golden Gate Express. What does that say about women, that women aren't strong? She continued. Shreve Hawkins also blamed our society's intense focus on athletic competition for causing people to form what she believes are false perceptions of trans athlete superiority. It's just with this athletics perspective, we live in this society that's so competitive, she said. Shreve Hawkins added that opposing trans athletes hurts inclusivity. As Breitbart's Alana Mastrangelo reported last Friday, Gaines shared a video on social media, which showed her being rushed out of the venue by police officers and ushered into another room at San Francisco State while radical left-wing activists repeatedly screamed trans rights are human rights. Louis Barker, Gaines' husband, added that he spoke with her while she was barricaded in the room for nearly 3 hours. She told me she was hit multiple times by a guy in a dress. I was shaking. It made me that mad, he said. It makes me sick to feel so helpless about it. She was under police protection and was still hit by a man wearing a dress. Gaines, who competed against transgender swimmer Leah Thomas, has been an active voice in protecting girls and women's sports from infiltration by biological males. Of course, the belief that males identifying as females have an inherent athletic advantage is not proof of bias. It's an acknowledgement of verifiable fact. For example, the notorious University of Pennsylvania transgender swimmer Leah Thomas was an exceedingly mediocre swimmer when competing in the men's division. While Thomas has been by far the most celebrated trans athlete in recent memory, if the left actually were the party of science they claim to be, they wouldn't be celebrating Thomas, they would be bemoaning him. Why? Because, as sports scientist Ross Tucker explains, Thomas' meteoric rise from mediocre men's division swimmer to GOAT women's division swimmer despite the fact that Thomas took hormone therapy basically proves that men do indeed have an inherent athletic advantage over women. And it's important to note that Thomas didn't just win. He beat the very best female competition in the world. What Leah Thomas proved beyond a shadow of a doubt is that he is a man because no female swimmer on earth could have taken the equivalent amount of blockers he took and dominated a field full of Olympians the way he did. The only human who could have done that is a specimen with inherent advantages in size, musculature, bone structure, and heart and lung capacity that cannot be diminished by hormone therapy. In other words, a man.